BBC News, I'm John Shea. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating, with more than 300,000 cases recorded worldwide. But its chief said it was still possible to change the trajectory of the outbreak with testing, isolating and quarantining. The number of infections is rising in Europe, the United States and now Africa. But the figures in Italy, the worst affected country, appear to be improving for the third day running. The number of deaths and new cases recorded each day is slightly down. Governments and international institutions have promised to do more to boost the global economy and stave off a long recession. The United States, Germany and the World Bank, which lends to poorer countries, have unveiled new moves, but stock markets have again been falling. US mayors and governors have said they'll need more help from the federal government as the coronavirus continues to spread across the country. The authorities say the crisis is likely to deepen this week and have urged Americans to stay at home. In South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa says a 21-day lockdown will be imposed from midnight on Thursday. He said it could save hundreds of thousands of lives. Tunisia has become the latest country in the Middle East to order troops onto the streets to enforce a stringent lockdown. And Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, has bowed to fierce criticism in Congress and withdrawn measures that would have allowed companies to put employees on unpaid work for up to 4 months. His decree was sharply criticised as millions of people struggle to make ends meet. And in other news, the US space agency NASA says it's concerned about the effects of global warming on a vast glacier in the Antarctic Denman Gorge, the deepest on Earth. Its front is thinning and retreating where it meets the sea as it's eaten by warm water. And that's the latest BBC World News.